Brachs, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brachs Chocolate Mint Candy Bar presents The Adventures of Superman.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, in a farmhouse in the Missouri Ozarks, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and his cousin, young Bert Andrews, hear a strange and ominous sound.
You hear that, Jim?
Yeah, Bert. Is it?
Yeah, and it's coming here, just like the sign said.
Well, jeepers, what'll we do?
We can't do nothing, Jim. We're done for.
Say, you fellas and girls who like good candy, and who doesn't? Well, here's something you ought to know. It's twice as much fun to eat Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar because it's actually two candy bars in one. That's right, gang. In every Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, you get two big pieces of that wonderful, cool-tasting, chocolate-covered mint candy. It's really a swell idea because you may want to share your Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar with your brother or sister or your best friend. Just peel off that green wrapper and you'll find those twin candy bars inside. A double treat, so good to eat. Until you try Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar yourself, you'll just never know how good candy can be. That snowy white mint candy is so cool and smooth, and the double thick chocolate coating on the outside makes it just absolutely perfect. So try Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar next time you stop at a candy counter. That's Brock's, B-R-A-C-H-S, Brock's Chocolate Mint Candy Bar, the twin candy bar that gives you two big pieces in one. And say, gang, there's big news coming later in the show, all about the great new Superman Radio Quizmaster game, and about Brock's big Superman treasure chest contest with hundreds of valuable prizes, including bicycles, radios, cowboy boots, wristwatches, and lots of other things, too. So be sure to listen for this big news a little later in the show. And now, The Adventures of Superman.
While away on his vacation, Jimmy Olsen, cub reporter for the Metropolis Daily Planet, tried desperately to contact Clark Kent by telephone. Then, learning that Kent, who unknown to all is Superman, was in France, Jimmy told Beanie Martin, the planet copy boy, to locate editor Perry White and have him phone Jim at once, as it was a matter of life or death. But Beanie, in his haste, neglected to find out where Jimmy was calling from. So Perry White could do nothing. Meanwhile, with his cousin Bert Andrews, a boy slightly younger than himself, Jimmy was in an isolated farmhouse in Missouri, anxiously waiting for White's call. Finally, the cub reporter decided to phone Metropolis again, only to discover that the line had mysteriously gone dead. Just then, Bert called Jimmy's attention to a sound in the distance. A strange, ominous sound, which, as the boys listened tensely, gradually drew closer.
It's coming here, Jim. Just like the sign said it would. We're done for.
Oh, now look, Bert. It may not be that at all. As a matter of fact, I don't believe there is such a thing.
Well, you hear it, don't you?
Yeah, but maybe it's a train.
Well, that's silly. There are no tracks around here.
I don't believe it. All those people just imagined it.
Well, that's what I said at first, till I seen what happened. Even then, I said it couldn't be. That's why I stayed up here, spite of the sign I found. But now I hear it my own self. And so do you, don't you?
Uh-huh. It seems to be coming closer, too.
It is. Oh, now I'm glad I made Ma go up to the Parkers, cause it's too late to get away.
Oh, now look, Bert.
You should have took my word and lit out while there was time, Jim.
Leave you here alone? Not on your life. Anyhow, I don't believe in stuff like that. I'm going outside to see
no,
what...
No, don't go out, Jim.
Let go of my arm.
You mustn't go out. It'll get you sure if you do.
I'll cut it out, will you?
Will I tell you? I ain't letting you go out.
But gee whiz, Bert, if it is what you say, we won't have a chance staying in the house.
We got one chance.
What's that?
This rifle.
What good's that if...
I aim to try to shoot that thing.
But you said it can't be shot. You said the others tried.
I figure they was too scared to shoot straight, but I ain't scared. Well, not too scared, I mean.
That's swell,
it's the only chance to save our lives in the farm. Come on.
Where?
Up to the attic. I can draw a better bead on it from up there. Maybe, just maybe, I can kill that thing.
As the two boys face the unknown peril in the Missouri farmhouse, Superman, warned by some sixth sense, has streaked across the Atlantic from Paris to Metropolis. Now, once more disguised as Clark Kent, the mild-mannered, bespectacled reporter, we find him in Editor Perry White's office in the Daily Planet.
And that's the story, Kent. I've been hoping Jim would call again, but he hasn't. If only that stupid beanie Martin had written down the telephone exchange where Jim called from.
What about Jim's mother, Chief? She ought to know where the boy is.
Well, I thought of that, too. But Mrs. Olson was out of town.
Oh? Where?
Someplace in Maine.
Maine?
Yeah. Seems she got word this morning that her sister is sick and she left to be with her. And she didn't tell the neighbors what town she was going to in Maine.
Oh, well.
This is a fine kettle of fish. We know that Jim is somewhere west of Chicago. And we know his mother is somewhere in Maine. Talk about looking for a needle in a haystack. I mean two needles.
Now, wait. It'll be a lot easier to locate Mrs. Olson than Jim. We know where she's going, and we know she left today.
Sure. But she might have gone by plane or bus or on any one of a dozen trains.
Now, she wouldn't fly. I've heard her say so. And if she was in a hurry, she'd go by train rather than bus. Here, give me that phone.
Who are you calling?
Fellow I know at a travel bureau. He'll have the information I need. Again, Phil, will you? Yeah. 5:45 Northeastern. Uh-huh. Okay, thanks. No, I don't want any later than that. Right, thanks again. So long. Well, here we are, Chief.
Here we are. Where, Kent?
I've got a list of all the trains that left Metropolis for Maine since noon today. There are six of them. I believe Jim's mother is on one of them.
So what? What are you going to do? Send a wire addressed to Mrs. Olson to catch each train, and if she is on one of them, ask her to wire us where Jim is? If she knows, I mean.
No, that'll take too long. We may not be able to get a wire aboard some of those trains for hours.
Then what do you...
I'm going to find Mrs. Olson myself and hope she can tell me where Jim is.
You're going to find Mrs. Olson?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. What are you talking about?
Just leave it to me, Chief. I'll check with you later.
Now, wait a minute. Can't you come back here?
No time, Chief. Jimmy said it was a matter of life or death. See you later.
Out of these clothes, checking six trains on four different roads is a job for Superman. There we are. All set. Up with this window. Now, up, up, and away! There's the first mainbound train. Now to check each car and see if Jim's mother is aboard. Away! Well, Mrs. Olson isn't on this train. She must be on one of the other five. Away!
As Superman rockets away through the night to pursue his search for Jimmy Olson's mother, the cub reporter and Bert Andrews, his cousin, are at a window in the attic of the Missouri farmhouse. A full moon illuminates the farmyard, the barns and fields, and the dense woods that climb to the rolling blue Ozark Mountains beyond. The strange drumming noise which the boys heard is now loud in their ears, seeming to thunder in their blood. And as Bert clings to his rifle, Jimmy, straining his eyes, suddenly sees something which makes him gasp.
Look, Bert, right out there, coming across the field.
What? Oh, that's it, Jim.
Oh, no. It can't be. We must be dreaming.
Frozen at the attic window, Jimmy Olsen and Bert Andrews stare at the amazing sight below and then hear a high, thin wail which makes their blood run cold. What do they see and hear? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so keep listening.
Say, fellows and girls, have you ever thought you'd like to be a radio quizmaster? Well, now you can be right at home. All you need is the exciting new Superman Radio Quizmaster game that's going to be offered in just a few days by the Brock Candy people. Now, this Superman Radio Quizmaster game, first of its kind ever made, comes complete with questions and answers, funny stunts for the folks in your audience to perform, and a realistic model microphone you can set up anywhere. You and the whole gang will have a pile of fun with this Superman Radio Quizmaster game. But how can you get one? Well, in just a few days, we'll tell you about it. And listen, here's news that's even bigger. When you get your Superman Radio Quizmaster game, you'll also get the official entry blank for Brock's Big Superman Treasure Chest Contest. What's in the Superman Treasure Chest Contest? Why, hundreds and hundreds of wonderful prizes, including bicycles, wristwatches, radios, cowboy boots, footballs, and lots of other things. And anybody can win. But remember, don't send in for anything yet. Just keep listening to the Superman show every day, because in just a few days, we're going to tell you how to get that great new Superman Radio Quizmaster game. And at the same time, an official entry blank that gives you a chance to share in the hundreds of valuable prizes in Brock's Superman Treasure Chest. So be sure to keep listening. You'll be glad you did.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
From the attic window in Bert Andrews' farmhouse, Jimmy Olsen and young Bert are witnessing an amazing sight. Thundering, seeming to fairly fly across the fields toward the farmyard below them, is a strange, unbelievable creature.
Look, Bert. It's the silver buffalo, Jim. Oh, golly, my hands are shaking so I can't...
What's that on his back?
Golly, it's
an Indian. In feathered headdress, war paint, and everything.
Listen to him.
We must be dreaming, Bert.
Oh, no, we're not. If only I could get him in my sights, we'd have a chance.
What do you mean? They're going away.
But unless I kill that buffalo, we're done for.
What do you mean?
Well, you'll see in a minute. Wait now, if I can hold the bead. Here goes. I missed him. Oh, he's out of range now.
Bert, look back there and across the fields. It looks like...
Yeah, fire. I told you, when the engine rides a silver buffalo across your land, fire follows him. See, the woods all around the farm are on fire, Jim.
Jeepers.
The only way to stop the fires is to kill the buffalo. But I missed him, and now the fire's come. In a few minutes, it'll burn over the whole farm and us.
Come on, Bert. We gotta get out of here.
We can't, Jim. The fire's got us ringed in. The silver buffalo and the engine have got us cornered.
His eyes wide, Jimmy Olsen watches as great flames rise higher and higher in the woods surrounding the farm. The boys seem really trapped by a raging wall of fire. Meanwhile, over 1,000 miles away, Superman hovers in curious flight above another speeding train. Mrs. Olsen isn't in the Pullmans or coaches. Maybe she's in the club car. No, she's not on this train either. Well, that leaves only two more, and she must be on one of them. She must. Away! Will Superman locate Jimmy Olsen's mother and learn from her where Jimmy is? There's very little time left for the cub reporter and his cousin Bert. What will happen? And what is the meaning of the strange silver buffalo and its even stranger rider? Don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode, fellows and girls. Tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 3 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial soon to be shown at your local movie theater. Listen tomorrow, same time, same station, for Chapter 3 of The Mystery of the Silver Buffalo on The Adventures of Superman. Brought to you by Brock's famous chocolate mint candy bar. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.